This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, you've been hearing about President Obama's speech last night announcing he'll protect some 5 million undocumented workers from deportation. However, the president will not allow this group to get health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act, something advocates have fought for fiercely. Dan Gorenstein joins us now from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Dan, let's start off with the basics. Why is health care not part of this package?
Well, leading up to his speech, administration officials talked about how the president, through the executive order, just didn't have the legal authority to do it. The White House wanted a plan that was, quote, legally unassailable. That said, one researcher I spoke with, Sonia Schwartz, with Georgetown's Center for Children and Families, says she sees some under-the-radar health benefits that do come with this executive order.
People won't have to fear deportation. They'll be able to work legally and pay taxes, and they'll just generally, their whole family will be way less stressed out.
Now, I've reported on the impact of ongoing stress and anxiety before. It can have a physiological effect on a person's health. Beyond that, Schwartz did a study recently and found there are more than 1 million Latino children who are eligible for health insurance like Medicaid, but are unenrolled. She hopes when people get more protections, they'll be more likely to sign their kids up for coverage.
Okay, so while children may get some coverage, it looks like their parents will not. Many people are low-wage workers in this category. What might be the economic effect of people being uninsured like this?
Well, for a long time, people have debated whether being uninsured drove health costs up or down, and it's easy to imagine uninsured people going without until things get out of hand and costs go through the roof. But Kate Baker from Harvard has looked at this very question.
Insured people consume more doctor's office visits, hospital visits, emergency department visits, and that translates to about 30% more healthcare use.
So to be clear about this, if Obama had extended access to insurance coverage, it would have helped those people, and it would have given more money to doctors, hospitals, insurers, and pharma, but it would have cost a lot more money in the form of more taxpayer subsidies.
Thank you, Dan.